Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast, here in the United States and all the way around the world. If you have been with us, then you know we are in the midst of a rich, and I trust enriching, discussion about God the Father and God the Son. I realize what we have said thus far is not devotional in nature. It's not light. As one listener said, this takes some thought. That's so true. When we consider the nature of the relationship between God as Father and God as Son, we need to engage our minds. And even then, we have such finite minds. And these days, we have busy minds. I am fully aware we are in the Christmas season, and the last thing someone may want to do when God is heirs is to sit down and really think with us. You may be very busy, rushing here and there, to and fro, preparing what so often comes with Christmas, family, friends, work-related end-of-year parties, events in the life of your church, and of course, gifts, shopping, buying, and making your purchases, well, things like this. Perhaps all you want is to listen to some uplifting reading of the Christmas story. And you certainly were not anticipating heavy theology, doctrine, or deep teaching. But I encourage you, sit down with us for just these few minutes each weekday and focus on Jesus the Christ. Give your attention to the infallible Word of God. God has gifted you with your mind. Turn it on and use it to plunge down deeply into the Bible and understand the mysterious and marvelous relationship of God the Father and God the Son. And friends, this is the Christmas story. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, we read that God sent forth His Son. And this led us naturally to look at Jesus in His deity and in His humanity. We have learned that Jesus is equal with God, yet Jesus humbled Himself to be subordinate to God the Father, while Christ lived as a man here on earth. As we continue now to probe what it means that Jesus, while being God, was also man, I want to say more about the humanity of Christ. So if you are free and able to do so, please get your Bible out. Let's explore the scripture together and begin right here in Galatians 4 by picking up on the next phrase, born of a woman. I'm reading in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman. How do we know that Jesus humbled Himself? He emptied Himself? He added humanity to His deity? How do we know that Jesus was a man? We know because He was born of a woman. Humans, men and women, are born of a woman. You have a mother. I have a mother. Jesus had a mother. We may not know our mother. We may not have a good relationship with our mother. Or we might be very close with our mother. Whatever the case may be, we each have a mother, and we would not be here without her. Well, Jesus the man had a mother, and the Bible is clear about who she was. Her name is Mary. Mary was a Jewish woman, and the Gospels of Matthew and Luke in particular talk about her. So let's begin in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 16. Matthew opens his Gospel with the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and in verse 16 of the first chapter he says, Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. Right there, at the beginning of the New Testament, we read about Mary, by whom Jesus was born. That is, Mary is the mother of Jesus. Jesus was born of a woman. Her name is Mary. Now turn the pages in your Bible over to the Gospel of Luke. I will read in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 31, and then skip down to verse 38. Here we meet Mary, the mother of Jesus. Luke 1, beginning in verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." And now moving ahead in the text down to Luke 1, verse 38. And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." Here again in Luke chapter 1, we find the woman who gave birth to the boy Jesus. Her name is Mary. What the angel said came true. Mary did conceive in her womb the son, and she did name him Jesus. Look and listen with me to one more scripture, this time from Luke chapter 2. I'm reading Luke 2, verses 6 and 7. While they were there in Bethlehem, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The firstborn son of Mary is Jesus. Now go back to the Apostle Paul in Galatians 4, verse 4. He writes to the Galatians saying that Jesus was born of a woman, and that woman is Mary. Jesus, truly and fully human, had an earthly mother. Her name is Mary, and she gave birth to the baby Jesus the same way women have been giving birth to babies since Eve birthed Cain and Abel. Remarkable, isn't it, that God chose Mary and conceived in her through the Holy Spirit, Jesus? And consider the circumstances of Christ's birth. A manger, a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inn. No room for them? This is Jesus, God's Son, we're talking about here. How could there be no room for God in human flesh? Well, that's the way it is in this sinful and evil world, isn't it? There is still no room for Jesus in the hearts of countless millions. This is the great tragedy of our age. May it be that today, as many as God wills, will make room for Jesus Christ in their lives. As we think about this scene Luke paints beautifully for us, I recall another of my favorite Christmas hymns or carols, attributed to Martin Luther, are these words. "Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care. And take us to heaven to live with you there." This is, of course, "Away in a manger." And in these words, we find both the truth that Jesus was human and what his humanity means for us. And I do love the twist Luther gives it. He starts with the baby Jesus in the manger, just as Luke said. And then he writes about Jesus in heaven, the resurrected and ascended Lord who looks down from the sky and cares for us, all the dear children, all of his followers. And Luther asks Jesus to do what we all desire, stay by our sides until morning is nigh, so that all through the night, as we lie awake worrying, as we toss and turn with all of our cares and concerns, we know we can turn all of this over to the Lord Jesus. Because he lived as a person, he completely understands the burdens we bear. And then we ask him, be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Oh, how many times I have asked him that, to be close by me and to love me. Have you asked Jesus that? You can, you know. Fully and truly man, Jesus born of a woman, he understands and sympathizes with what you are going through today. I hope you are under the tender care of Jesus because you have faith in him and you trust him as your Lord and Savior. As we consider the humanity of Christ, we find him in both Galatians and in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. This is the baby who grew up into adulthood as the complete man. And there is a plethora of evidence in the Bible that Jesus was human as we are human. And what I want to do is end today and then open tomorrow with scripture that demonstrates the humanness of Christ. I do not want to overwhelm you with these verses, but at the same time, these are all great. So I hope you might jot these down and read them on your own time. And I just have time now for one. In John chapter 8, verse 40, Jesus calls himself a man. In John 8, verse 40, Jesus responds to his enemy saying, "You are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth." Jesus calls himself a man. And we will look at several more verses tomorrow. These will prove that Jesus was a man. And we will do that when we meet back here again together, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.